point spreads, the value plays, the betting breakdowns, and the outright underdog winners. You are about to enter the one-stop podcast for all things sports betting with two of the industry's most innovative figures. And now, the time has come to cue it up and cash it with Beatin' the Bookie and the real Mr. ACL.
Welcome back in the Cued Up and Cash It podcast, NFL team previews. I'm ACL. He is BTB. We finally made it to the last team in the division here, the Tampa Bay Bucks. The record last year, BTB, not very good. 5-11. They missed the playoffs. Their season win total this year is 6.5. Currently, it is -110 on both sides, over or under. Odds to win the division, 11-1. If you think the Bucks can win the division. Odds to win the NFC and go to the Super Bowl, 33-1. Odds to win the Super Bowl, 75-1. And the odds to make the playoffs, a significant underdog, 5-1. If you think Bruce Arians can come in, turn the team around, and make the playoffs. BTB, I will start my thoughts on the preview here with this. They finally got rid of Dirk Koetter. 3 or 4 years too late, maybe, but hey, better late than never, as we say. He is one of those guys, as we talked about in the Atlanta pod, good coordinator, solid guy, not a very good head coach. Those things don't always translate. They bring in Bruce Arians, fresh off of his, quote, retirement year. He was in the booth for a little bit. I think it's a great hire for them. They have a lot of young talent on this team. I think he, as an offensive mind, can come in, get the most out of those guys. And you got to see what you got. Give those guys a chance to shine. Do what they're going to do. If the defense can improve even a little bit, I think the offense is going to make strides this year. I am bullish on the Tampa Bay Bucks.
75-1 to win the Super Bowl. I'm giving people 100-1. So anybody who wants to bet that, just come on in.
You know, He's kidding, guys. He's kidding.
Just saw somebody drop $2,000 on the San Francisco 49ers today to win the Super Bowl.
That was you, I thought. No.
No, the 49ers aren't going to be very good this year. But
that might be one that we disagree on, too. But we'll get to that at another time.
Jimmy Garoppolo is overrated, but that's for another day. Bruce Arians, this guy, he said he was only going to come back to coach the Cardinals. That didn't really last long. He basically jumped at whoever gave him his first offer. To Arians' credit, you know, he's developed a lot of quarterbacks. You know, Roethlisberger, Andrew Luck, Carson Palmer, though.
Injuries. Yeah, exactly. Solid player, but he got hurt.
So they basically brought on Tampa Bay so they could resurrect Winston's career, which has been up and down. Some games he looks great. You know, there's, you know, quarters in the games where he looks fantastic. And there's also quarters where he just throws the dumbest interceptions that you've ever seen in your entire life. This is a guy that he got replaced last year by Fitzmagic. You know, Fitzmagic had that huge run. Winston hit the bench for a while until Fitzpatrick went a little cold and they brought him back in. But I think what teams want to see from Winston now is consistency. You know, this is a guy, it's crazy. His entire college career, he was the most consistent quarterback. In the NFL, he's the most inconsistent quarterback.
Right.
So it's going to be interesting to see if Arians can cut down on those, you know, those unforced turnovers, those scrambling, trying to make too much happen, turnovers, bad interceptions this year. I'm just interested. I mean, if Arians can truly do this, I think they're going to call him the quarterback whisperer, and he's going to steal that name from Adam Gase. So,
Adam Gase does not deserve that nickname to start. Secondly, Bruce Arians, I know some guys that did play him in the Coach of the Year futures because, look, when you inherit a team that was 5-11, I don't know if he goes 8-8, 9-7, maybe gets into the playoffs, he's probably going to win Coach of the Year. So certainly the upside is there for this team. As I mentioned on offense, I think they're going to be vastly improved. When you get Jameis, Mike Evans, O.J. Howard, Chris Godwin, I like these guys. I like them on paper on offense. I will say one area of concern for me, aside from the defense, is the schedule. Tell me if you've ever seen this before. They go without playing a game at home from September 23rd to November 10th. They have a London game and a bye sprinkled in there. All the rest are on the road. So if you're Tampa Bay, that game, week one game against the 49ers where you're about to pick them right now is a must. Then you have to go at Carolina. Then you get Eli Manning and the Giants. And then you're either on the road in London or on a bye until November 10th. So those first three games, they need to go 2-1.
It's not bad considering that, you know, it seemed every – every afternoon game they played last year at home in September and October got rain delay. You know,
I thought you were gonna say that the stadium was about 25% full, which is true also, right?
And I mean, if you're Bruce Arians, don't you have to win the Coach of the Year if you're gonna wear that Kango hat? You know,
does he wear them when he coaches?
He
wore them in the game, okay? Because I knew he wore them in the booth last year.
The Kango hat and the glasses to coach. I mean, it's an interesting combo. He's kind of like a white Samuel L. Jackson.
Love it.
and they, of course, you know, they brought in Todd Bowles from the mighty New York Jets. So that's not a bad guy to be coaching your defense. I mean, his Jets team held teams at just 4 yards per carry while he was at the Jets, and his defense only allowed offenses to convert 36% of third downs, which was the fourth lowest mark in the league during that time. And opposing passers only completed 60% of their passes against his defense. So, you know, I like that addition for defensive coordinator. And obviously Arians has been there before with offenses, you know, with Kurt Warner. Those great offenses he had at Arizona. They definitely stepped up with the coaching. I think this team has a high ceiling as well. It just all comes down to can Winston really make the leap from, you know, turnover primed quarterback this year to a star. And I think he obviously has the tools to be an NFL star, because this was one of the best college quarterbacks I ever saw. So the tools are there. He just has to stop making those mental excuses, you know, stop getting in trouble. Stuff like that. He really needs to dedicate himself to the game if he wants to be good.
Yeah, and I think it's what you just said. He has the tools. We know Jameis Winston is. It's a matter of, for me, coaching and getting mentally right. And I think the guy like Arians can do both. Last year, from a turnover perspective, negative 18 in turnover differential last year. The only team that was worse was San Francisco 49ers at minus 25, which we'll touch on in their preview. But Tampa Bay, minus 18, second worst in the entire NFL in turnover differential. That number is going to improve. Defensively, they were absolutely atrocious. Second to last in the league, giving up 29 points per game. They lose Gerald McCoy, which is not a good thing. They do bring in Sue from the Rams, which is a very good thing. And you're right, Todd Bowles, we talked about Dirk Cutter. Todd Bowles, terrible head coach, wouldn't want him as my head coach. Fantastic coordinator, probably one of the top five in the entire league. So between Arians, between what they're going to do offensively, at least on paper, probably a top 10 offense in scoring this year. When you go from second to last in defense, you bring in Todd Bowles. No matter who you brought in, you were probably going to improve a little bit. When you bring in a guy like that, if this team can be just middle of the road defensively with what they're going to do on offense, the schedule breaks for them a little bit toward the end of the year there after that really weird stretch. There's a lot for me to like about Tampa Bay and that season win total right there.
And, the 5-1 to make the playoffs, I mean, that's it.
There's worse bets out there, I'll say.
Yeah, there is worse bets out there. And, you know, they're really talented offensively. It just comes down to Winston. The season all is just – it's on Jameis Winston's shoulders. And I think this is the last year they're really going to give him to prove himself as quarterback.
Mm-hmm. Agreed.
You know, I think if he comes in this year and has, you know, 30 touchdowns with, you know, 22 interceptions, 19 interceptions, I think that's it. You know, I think they're going to move on from him, maybe trade him, because there was talk about them trading him this year.
Right.
You know, once they hired Arians, they kept him. So I think this is a make it or break it year for Winston, because Arians has, you know, kind of like Mike Vrabel with Marcus Mariota. Arians has no ties to Winston. He didn't draft him. He was already there. So Arians, I don't think he'll have any hesitations about bringing in somebody else.
I agree with that. I think it was the right decision. Give Jameis one more chance, a offensive-minded coach. Get rid of Dirk Cutter. I think whenever it's addition by subtraction, whenever you get rid of a guy like that. And yeah, look, he was the number one pick for a reason. See what you got. Had you gotten rid of him, where are you going to go this year anyway with some brand new quarterback? So see what you got. Give Bruce Arians a shot. On paper, they are going to be a monster offensively if he can get the talent out of those guys that we know is there. All right, that is the Tampa Bay Bucks. We have one more division to go, and that is the NFC West. And that means that the season's right around the corner, guys. So we will talk to you as we start off the NFC West. Talk to you then.
Got a job to do, gotta win today. Hey, hey, Tampa Bay! Let's scream and shout, set the sail. Tampa Bay is about to win. Gonna fight the fight, not about to fail. Hey, hey, Tampa Bay, go, go!
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.